Thank you, Kent. Well, good morning. My name is Matthew Cork, and I am the lead pastor here. And as I was asked to just kind of welcome you and open up today, I was thinking about this place that you sit and where you are at. 24 years ago, right here, this last Monday, I asked my wife to marry me on this stage. And so, yeah, pretty cool. And we stood here, and I was with our staff this week. And as I began to talk to them, I said there were two things that have happened in those 24 years. Well, a lot more than two things, but there were two things that have stuck out. If you would have told me 24 years ago where everything would have gone and all the things that I would have walked through and everything that would have happened in our lives, I'm not sure. And maybe would have stood up and said, yes, I'm all in. I don't know if you've ever felt that. I'm a planner. I love the future. I love to look forward to maybe what God has. But the question was I really prepared for everything that was going to come my way? And the answer was, I wasn't. And I'm still not. But I'm learning as a pastor, there's something really important for me. That God is going to use the strength of my weakness, actually, for his greatness to be known. It's not what I have to offer God. It's who I am. It's not all the gifts that maybe I've been given or haven't been given. It's not all the accomplishments. It's none of that. It's actually in my brokenness that Jesus' greatness will be seen. Paul said it in 2 Corinthians 12. He said, I could tell you about an encounter I had, and he talks in the third person, but many commentators and theologians believe it was actually Paul that saw God, and it said it went to the third heaven, and he had this experience. But he said, let me tell you something. I'm going to boast in my weakness. We as leaders, we get up a lot of times and we act like we have it all together. But that's not the case. We really don't. I learned to pretend for many years in my heritage that I was brought up in, because we went to church and we pretended that we were all good and we all looked good on the outside, but on the inside there was brokenness and there was hurt. But we just never felt church was a safe place to admit that. And it wasn't until 2011 that God revealed some of my brokenness. And I walked through depression. And it was a situational depression for me, but I was in depression. And I didn't get off my couch. And I wore the same tracksuit every day. And I lost 15 pounds. And I don't know if you can tell, I don't really need to lose 15 pounds. But God took me through some deep waters. And I remember when I came out of that, it was the next day that God had released something in my life, and I believe I was in this situational depression after going to a doctor and a counselor and walking through this. And I looked back, and I just want you to know, for all of you who have walked through depression and might be in that state, my mom was there. I understand now a little bit differently. And I have greater empathy. And I just want you to know today that I just believe God will use your brokenness. And God will use your weakness, because it is in the strength of your weakness that it is his greatness that can be seen and known. I'm grateful for today that we can come to a place like this and hear and learn and grow. But I pray this is a place that you would feel safe. And that you would be able to admit wherever you are and whoever you are. Because I stand here today as a testament that God's not done. And he still wants to work in your life and through your life. And it's actually, I have learned, I just don't need to pretend anymore. I am who I am and who God created to me. And it is the strength of my weakness that his greatness will be known. And I say to pastors a lot, your church is not paying you to be whole. They're not paying you to preach great sermons, to manage the church, to raise money. They're actually paying you to be broken, because it's in your brokenness that Jesus actually can be seen. And that's a lot different than the way I grew up in church. So to have a room full of people like this, I just want you to know I've been praying for you. I'm thankful that you're here. I pray today that those who are way more educated than I and way more intelligent than me will get on this stage and will give you information and tools and next steps and help you become the person that God has created you to be. And so thank you for taking time to be here today and to be a part. And I pray, just like Paul, that as he says, I'm going to boast in my weakness, because it is then that Jesus Christ is seen and is glorified. I pray today that you will know that is the God you serve. That is the Christ that died for you and your sin, and he is the one that loves you dearly today. And so thank you for Friends Church. Thank you for all the people that put it together. And I'm grateful for my friend, Dr. Tom Akimoto, and his family and what they mean to this church, but what he means to my family as well. And I would love for you just to welcome Dr. Tom Akimoto this morning as he comes.